We're seeing what's going on when it comes to hospitality and tourism here in York County. It's time for us to visit with Visit York County. We've got Andy Clinton, the president and CEO. And good morning to you, Andy.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
You brought a new face with you, and I'm going to let you kind of take it from there.
That's right. Yeah, I wanted to introduce you guys to Michelle Manning Osborne. She started with us right over a month now, so she is our new director of marketing and communications.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to welcome Michelle to Palmetto Mornings, hopefully one of many visits you'll spend with us here. All right, Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you want our folks to know about Michelle Manning Osborne?
Yeah. So, like Andy said, I've been here for about a month. We've lived in Rock Hill for about 5 years now. I have three little boys.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't have gray hair at all.
I'm very busy. And I'm from the Kershaw area, but I went to high school in Fort Mill, so York County has been home for a lot of years. Lived in Charlotte for a couple years, but York County called me back, so I'm happy to be back.
Oh, great. And just explain a little bit about your role involving marketing and communications within Visit York County.
Yeah, so I am in charge of helping decide what goes on our social media, working on our website, promotion of events, any kind of ads, anything like that, and then some content creation, which we can get into a little bit with the St. Patty's Day stuff.
She is already very into data and analytics, knowing the strategy behind social media and advertising, and she does a deep dive on that, which it is fun to kind of go into. We're discussing stuff yesterday as far as just the back end of our website. I mean, and you can go down rabbit holes as far as the SEO and what's getting searched and how it should be presented on your website. And it's fun, but yeah.
But she's speaking our language, because we always ask, how big was that event? Because we know people attend all of our festivals and events. And then after that, we share some pictures and we move about our day. Mm-hmm. But people are curious, like, was that the biggest festival? Who all showed up? What were some of the fun facts? So let's kind of recap all the St. Patrick's Day festivals, which Ashley pointed out the other day.
Yeah, I was kind of all over the place over the weekend in Fort Mill and some in Rock Hill. And, of course, we were in Clover. The radio station was at an event in Clover. And I feel like all of a sudden it was like St. Patrick's Day just kind of like took off, and it's this big thing. And I mean, the streets were shut down, and everyone is celebrating St. Patrick's Day. So what is it about that event, and how long has it kind of been, a big thing to be able to, have a little day-long festival around? We'll call it that for a better term. You might call it something else, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think that St. Patty's Day, I feel like we're no different than probably other areas of the country, how the festivals and the event that day has just grown. And you've seen it, especially somebody like the town of Clover, given their name, right? So we went out there and we spent a full day. We were actually back to back. We both went to Clover and Rock Hill, and then we had presence at Fort Mill as well. So we're dividing and conquering, but Clover was, we had a great time. I do have a little bit of stats there. Estimated attendance was right around 5,000. 23% of the people that attended were outside of York County. Mm. So that's a pretty strong number for Clover. And it was, it was jam-packed, but it was fun. Rides, and we did King of Fire Pizza, so the food truck, we're excited about. They're going to have a permanent location there soon, so that was fun. And then you want to touch a little bit on Rock Hills?
Yeah, sure. So we, like I said, Andy, we took our kids to both Clover and Rock Hill, so that was fun. Rock Hill was great. They had a lot of food trucks, a lot of vendors. They had the big blow-ups for the kids, and there was about 10,000 people at Rock Hill, and about 31% of those people were from out of the county, so pretty big group of people there.
It's got to really excite you all between Rock Hill and Clover that almost 50% of those who attended were from outside of York County. Either where they live did not have a St. Patrick's Day festival, or they chose our festivals over their festivals.
Yeah, it is interesting as you kind of go through the data, and you can really see, a good bulk of it is, you take out the Rock Hill and the Fort Mill. But a strong one right outside is naturally it's going to be Lancaster County and Chester County, but a lot of Charlotte. And then you just get a lot of like random, they're from Florida or they're from Nevada or what, you
like
know.
Grandparents visiting,
you
know, or something.
Yeah, it's probably grandparents visiting or they're here for a sports event or, I mean, you really get into a bunch of just 1% type deal of, you know, they're from who knows where around the country.
And, and we're kind of in that busy season right now. You know, it's kind of like when you hit into March, early April, like it's on. I always say April sometimes is worse than December when, you know, we have the Sports and Event Center. It's like it's festival season.
Yep.
And of course, y'all are called Visit York County. But is the goal really to get more people that live outside of York County, or is it really also raising awareness for the people who live in York County, maybe different towns? You know, like if I live in Rock Hill, exploring what's really going on in Clover or Fort Mill, what at the end of the day is the goal for that organization? I would assume both, but I'll let whichever one wants to take that question.
Yeah, so both. I mean, we want our locals to encourage tourism and come out and see all the things that York County has to offer and love where they live and have a good life here. But obviously we want people to come from outside of York County to see our festivals and things that we have to offer because it stimulates our local economy as well.
It's great.
Yeah, that's a great question because it is, you know, you think we're just tourism, but we do want to utilize ATAX. We're predominantly funded by hotel tax to support our locals and our quality of life. So it isn't a big part of what we do is trying to bring visitors in, but we do want to support our local community and locals to the area. So that was a great question.
Well, beyond St. Patrick's Day, of course, here in Rock Hill, you've got the Come See Me Festival right around the corner, and right up the road, you've got the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. And then beyond those events, because we will have those individuals.
I'm sure you guys will talk a little bit about those.
Not to shortchange either one of those big events. We love them all, but they'll start to come here on Palmetto Mornings. But after those two, what does maybe the rest of the spring and summer months look like for Visit York County?
Yeah, so it's jam-packed. As you guys know, once you get into April, lots going on. We actually, at the Fort Mill St. Paddy's Day Festival, we just launched our new brew trail for the year. So we have our new passports that just came out, and then we have our new T-shirt that we're hopefully getting in the next week or two, but we're really excited about that design. But we have a kickoff party at Hoppin'. So it's a great opportunity to utilize Hoppin'. They're going to have all the local breweries on tap there. That is going to be April 10th. So that's a Thursday, kind of in conjunction with everything going on with Come See Me. So that will be in downtown Rock Hill. So really excited about that event.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got a Winthrop baseball event happening as well?
Yes. So we are going to be at Winthrop for a baseball game, and it will be ice cream at the ballpark themed. So that's going to be on April the 17th. We have a collab that's really exciting from Two Scoops and Prater's Bakery, hopefully getting them to collab on a custom ice cream.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty popular. Collab Two Scoop and Prater's. I think that's a combination for a pretty good ice cream flavor.
Absolutely.
Well, that's cool. Well, that's synergy between those businesses and bringing more people there, whether they attend the Winthrop baseball games, which everyone should on the regular, or if they want to experience it for the first time, this might get them there, to your point. And then, of course, you got Silver in the city of York, which has just exploded over the years. I mean, I remember when they came on this show, it was brand new. They were hoping just for a handful of folks. And over the course of several years, it is a must-see attraction that brings in tons of these streamlined campers to our community. The Silver Bullet is what they call them, to our community. And they stay here for days.
Yep.
It's a lot of heads in beds, whether they're staying in hotel or they're staying here. They're spending their money
it's
here.
It's still impact to downtown York. Mm-hmm. Huge impact.
And so that's coming up. When does that happen? That is
April the 25th through the 27th.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, those two guys that came up with it, they're so much fun. We usually interview them
as well. It's a really fun event. We've, you know, taken the family out there the past 2-3 years, and we have a blast.
We were out of town. I guess it was last year. I told Lucas I took some pictures. We were coming back into town, and to see them all getting on the interstate, like they were everywhere, which was almost just as impressive. I mean, there was. I mean, we probably saw 50 or 60 just lining 77, and some were going. You know, we even saw some on 95. So it's pretty impressive.
Well, that takes us about right up through when school gets out. And, of course, May through the rest of the summer months, there's always events going on. That's why Visit York County will swing by once a month to kind of let us know what's happening that weekend and beyond. Well, Michelle, great meeting you. And, again, look forward to having you here on Palmetto Mornings often. And, Andy, we appreciate the update on all of our festival and events. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.